No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Hidden.
Well, hello there. Welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
We're the gamiest gaming podcast on this side of the Mississippi.
We are pretty gamey. My name is Willie.
And I'm Ginger.
And we're here to talk about games we played, beverages we drank, stuff we recommend, and real life XP.
That's right. So, what's the quote of the day?
What is the quote of the day?
Where the fuck is my quote of the day book?
Unstoppable.
It's not a riddle, man.
Is this another Tick quote?
No, Tom Cruise said that.
Oh. He's like a horrible person to quote.
Yeah, I don't know if it was him or a character he played, but it's not a riddle, man.
Well, I am going to open up my beverage. I have
straight to beverages. You know, we need a little theme song for that, too. We'll have to brainstorm that later.
We got a beverage. We got a bevy beverage. How about that?
You got a Blue Monkey.
A Blue Monkey sparkling watermelon juice drink. That is a mouthful. It must be posh, huh?
Watermelon juice, not from concentrate. I want some watermelon juice.
Yeah, I actually really thought of you when I saw this at the little health food store. Yeah.
I keep looking for a good watermelon juice.
That was a nice crack.
So far, I mean, the Arizona watermelon one is okay, but that's only like fake. 5% juice.
Well,
it's
this
all sugar.
Is 55% watermelon juice, carbonated water, lemon juice, and vitamin C.
Ooh, carbonated watermelon.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty color. It smells like when you cut a fresh watermelon open.
I'll give that 5 out of 5.
That's really good.
That's an awesome watermelon pop.
Well, it's... Yeah, it is.
It's
soda.
Carbonated water and watermelon juice. It's like watermelon pop without corn syrup. It's just carbonated watermelon juice.
And there's like 18 grams of sugar in it. Well, if I see that again, I'll have to pick you up a couple more. Because these were really good. I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5 as well. I think it is amazing. It smells like a fresh cut watermelon. It tastes like a watermelon. It's really good.
Impressive. Well, I'm going to open up my beer. I have Old Fashioned from Anderson Valley.
Oh. I used to crush those sours, man, from Anderson Valley.
Yeah, they make some good sours.
They make a really good goza.
This is an Old Fashioned flavored malt beverage aged in wild turkey barrels. It's a 22-ouncer, and it was fairly cheap. It was only like 4 or 5 bucks for this 22-ouncer.
That's pretty cheap for a bourbon barrel.
A big fancy one.
And a big fancy one, yeah.
They had another one that was aged 6 months, and that one was like $7. But still,
that's
not
bad
either.
That's not bad for aged beer.
On the bottle cap, it says that it's a solar-powered brewery, so that's awesome.
Yeah, Anderson Valley has some solid beers. That was kind of a weak crack. My crack was much better.
Pour a little in a cocktail glass since it's an old-fashioned flavor.
Ooh. It's pretty brown. Almost looks like that prune juice.
I saw on Untappd that it was rated as like a double or something. It's 8.3% alcohol. And it's got like, what's an old-fashioned? Isn't it like lime peel and
an old-fashioned has like bitters in it. That's why when I did drink, I went for a sour because I have to be careful of bitters because they could be made from wheat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a mild, unoffensive beer.
Yeah.
With mild Wild Turkey flavors.
And that was the whiskey that you like. Wasn't it?
I mean, I've had better ones since then, but yes, for a cheap one.
For a cheap one, Wild Turkey isn't a bad whiskey. Mamma
mia! Yeah, it's like a, what do you call that when you put a shot of whiskey in a glass of beer? A Boilermaker?
Something like that.
But it's like a mild, good tasting Boilermaker.
Pass into the iris.
I'll give Anderson Valley's Old Fashioned 3.5 out of 5.
All right.
I'll be able to drink it all.
That's good.
I'm not going to go back to it.
Okay. Well, that's cool that it was so cheap for a big beer like that. We'll be right back after these messages or a promo or something else.
Maybe somebody left us a voicemail. Let's go check it, Ginger.
Yeah, why not?
Today for CartMart.games, our sponsor, I would like to recommend the VHS cassette tape of Shaquille O'Neal in the movie Steel, where he plays the Man of Steel. Heroes don't come any bigger.
No shit. Like, Shaq is like fucking a giant dude. That's funny that he's in that movie. And that's really cool. You can get it from our sponsor, CartMart.
And he's always got free shipping to Canada. Goobs, if you want to cover that for an extra movie, you know, tie-in for the next anniversary when you run out of the Shaq Fu games to play.
Oh, I love how we plug Goobs in our CartMart commercial.
I'm trying to get him to buy shit from CartMart. Use our code GRPVG, even though you already got free shipping, Goobs.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Real Life XP.
Pentakill. TMCR LLC. GRPVG.
You can't trademark Pentakill.
I don't care. I'll go first. We have been looking for a house still, so looking at more houses, and it's kind of hard, but it's kind of cool to see these different houses and stuff that has been turned into houses, and yeah, it's been an interesting journey.
Yeah, we saw one that somebody's still living in that they might want to move out of, and we saw one that had like a grow operation set up in the basement and like a whole extra house worth.
Which, whatever, I mean, it's legal here in Michigan. I don't care if people grow weed. It wasn't like all set up, but they definitely,
it depends on the township though, so I don't know about that township.
Whatever, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. That's like a way I would rather see like lights and buckets like that instead of like meth lab, dude. Uh-huh. Just saying. But that was a really big, really interesting, cool place. So gonna go look at a couple more and see if we can get one of them. We'll see. Just for looking at some of these houses, I think I'll go for 75,000.
Two houses in one day. 75K.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, my real life XP was, there was a little bit of disappointment in there, but it was still fun. I had a couple hours free this afternoon, so I went down to go try and play Robotron at Stella's. Because we're playing Robotron in the Retro Hangover Podcast Discord. Shout out Chris Copeline.
Godlike.
Shane Dick Dragon Dawson. And everybody else.
King, baby.
Over over at the Retro Hangover Podcast Discord monthly competition where we're playing Robotron.
Robotron is very painful on my eyes.
And I couldn't park there at Stella's, where last time I was there, they had a Robotron arcade machine.
Yeah.
So I parked at my work and rode my one wheel in, and it was like 60 degrees out today, so it was nice to go ride my one wheel.
Fuck
it was
yeah, awesome. Dude.
Got to take my coat off and ride my one wheel around.
Your like hair blown in the wind.
Then I got to Stella's and I got $5 worth of quarters and I got a beer. And then I realized they didn't have Robotron anymore. Fatality. The one spot where you used to come up from the alley, they closed that door. And they got rid of all the arcade machines over there, and they put tables there instead. So now they had, like...
I can see why they did that. The alley might not have been the best place.
No. And I'm sure they make more money from their food and their drinks than their arcade machines.
Yeah.
Especially Robotron and Q-Bert were both gone. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. The pinball machine was broken.
That sucks.
And there was only one pinball machine there, and it was broken. And, yeah, so they had, like, Turtles in Time, Tetris, NBA Jam, and, like, one or two other beat-em-ups. Terrorists win. So I just kept $5 worth of quarters and drank my beer, and then I rode my one wheel around a little bit and hacked some ingress portals.
Sweet. I mean, at least you can hack some ingress portals.
Uh-huh. And free parking. And it was a fun five-block ride.
That's not a bad ride. It's nice that your work has a building down there. So you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's handy. So how many points are you going to give yourself for this nice little afternoon of some one-wheel riding?
For two missing arcade machines, they're both 10,000 points disappointing worth each, I think. So I'll go for 20,000 disappointments.
Disappointments?
Yes. Real life disappointments.
Shit happened.
Oh, that's funny. You're a clever boy. That was watermelon-y. Worth it. Dude, that shit is good. It's gone. I drank it all.
Let's take a break instead of making bird noises, and then we'll come back and talk about video games.
We'll lose Goofs as, like, a listener, and I don't want to lose Goofs as a listener or a friend.
Yeah, so that's a shout out to Goops. I'll do Goops shout out to Jenny Bean right here too. Hi. Select your player.
We're a podcast about two parents and their kid going on a quest for good shows.
No, we're a podcast about two parents who are trapped in their own living room, and we have to endure time and space.
Yep, that's right. Hi, I'm Rich.
I'm Natalie.
And this is Not Suitable for Adults.
Take 30 or 40 minutes out of your day to listen to us speak calmly and wisely to you about the best and the worst of kids' TV shows today. And movies.
And movies.
So join us as we sit in our living room and talk about the things we don't want to watch.
And some things we do want to watch.
Yeah, it's not all bad.
Some of it's good.
Some of it.
Bye.
Bye.
You should just say it instead of...
I just did. Ginger, what game you play?
What game I play was... I played Grow, Song of the Evertree this weekend on Game Pass, since it was like one of the weekend games.
Yeah, they do like free gameplay weekends.
Yeah.
And there's like two or three new games every weekend that you can play from Friday to Sunday for free.
That's really cool. Because if I would have bought this shit, I would have been pissed. Because I already played Animal Crossing. But this is kind of like item management game slash like growing plants, watering, fishing, catching bugs, pulling weeds. You can sing to your plants to make them grow too.
All right, that all sounds like stuff you can do in Animal Crossing. Can you decorate your bathroom?
So I have not gotten to decorating because I just don't want to. Yeah. Like, I already did this kind of a game. Like, the graphics are cool and cartoony. You can design your own person, which I really liked this in the beginning. You could do male, female, or non-binary, which was fucking awesome. Kudos to Grow Song of the Eden for doing that. Like, I really appreciated seeing, like, a game having a non-binary, like, person you can choose.
Yep, and then there were, like, a dozen different body shapes, too.
Tons! And hair, and, like, as you go throughout the game, you can unlock more as you're growing stuff, or doing, like, objectives and whatnot, it unlocks more.
Yeah, from the video I saw before I downloaded it, it looked like it was more, like, outdoor stuff rather than house management, like gardening. Yeah, and
it was more gardening.
Like, you can, there's like cool looking wildlife on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
the bugs are neat that you can catch.
Fluffy dragon bear things.
So you fly with this this fluffy dragon bear thing that is kind of like where you go from your little house. And then you go up to the Evertree, and you have to basically clear stuff. It's called the Withering. It's like this, like, dark purpley black thorn stuff.
And you clear it by growing chives or something?
By growing just these random things. There's, like, purpley bushes that are pretty. There's, like, these trees that look like nothing I've ever seen. Like, I can't compare these
purpley bushes and trees. It sounds like what they were growing in that basement in that house.
We hey, I mean, I don't know, but it was cool to play during a weekend. I wouldn't want to buy this game, because it just seemed like it was ripping so much stuff off from Animal Crossing.
At first, when you said grow, I thought you were going to talk about one of those Nuttaku games again.
No, I still have to play one a little more before I talk about it. So, it was cool to create your character. I like, you live in like this house and there's this book that talks to you. That's where your quest and objectives kind of stay at and where you can look through them. And then there's this copper top thing, which is an alchemy pot. So items that pop out of the plants after you plant and water and sing to them, or like you cut stuff down, you get items.
Kind of like in Dragon Quest.
Yeah, kind of like Dragon Quest Builders. So
wasn't it in like 10 where you threw all that shit in the pot and the pot bubbles and something new popped out?
Oh, that's 8.
8.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The alchemy pot's awesome.
That's what it made me think of.
This one is not as cool as that one. Yeah, activating harmony stones gets rid of the thorns, the aka the withering. And like I said, you get prizes from completing objectives.
What kind of prizes?
Do
you get hats?
Hair, different clothes. Okay. It looks like stuff to decorate, whatever, once you get homes. I started unlocking people coming to the area, so you had to, like, build homes. This is what I didn't like.
So you gotta build a village.
Yeah, it was kind of like Sims, and I don't fucking like Sims. Drag me all you want. Don't care. I do not fucking like that shit. I don't want to have to build this fucking person
whatever
a house.
Floats your boat. And then you them, don't have to like everything.
I'm still talking. Sorry. Them, like, then you have to, like, put them to work. So you're, like, you're building a home and then you're putting these people to work. That's where I was like, I'm done. I'm done with this game for the weekend.
Then you can be the owner. You can be the owner of the company town, and you can take a portion of everyone's
income. It's just too landlordy.
And you can become rich in this game, and then you learn how to grow up and take a portion of everyone's income in real life.
It just sounds it's too landlordy for me. Supposedly, the person you're bringing back the Evertree to bring back like peace and harmony or
sci-fi
whatever.
Fantasy naturalist, yeah. That teaches you how to be capitalist.
Yeah, it was that. I am glad that I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
Yep. There was cool things to it, but it was just, I don't want to have to go and play this every day for the garden to grow and shit like that. I did this in Animal Crossing, and Animal Crossing did it better.
Mary, Mary,
why a bugging?
Oh, I was thinking, how does your garden grow? But it turned into Run DMC.
That's okay. Mary, Mary, I need your hugging. Oh yeah, it's hugging and loving. I think they go back and forth. Anyways.
Ooh, back and forth.
Yep.
Hello, imbecile.
Wrong one.
Grow, Song of the Evertree. Was perfect for the weekend play.
Are you still there?
Select your player.
Hey, Willie.
Yeah.
What game you play?
I play the Game Pass game called Shredders.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a snowboarding game.
Oh, God. I was like, what are you even about to talk about? I didn't know it was called Shredders.
Yep, it's on Game Pass. It's the new snowboarding game. And it's got, like, really great mountain scenery.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's cool. I saw some articles that said it's, like, the most realistic snowboarding game that's, like, out now or of recent. I don't know. Somebody said that.
I will have to say no, because when you fall on your head, you don't break your fucking neck.
Well, you do. Once you crash, you gotta press the button.
Restart.
Yeah.
Is this kind of like, what is that? That bike game where you gotta angle forward and back.
No, not quite. You do have to have your board, you know, kind of level, but like, to take off, alright, we'll go over the, we can start with the controls.
Well, what, it's a snowboarding game.
Yeah, it's a snowboarding game. Third person view, looks behind you, and
looks behind you.
Yeah, the camera looks at you from behind. It likes to look at your behind.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
And so you go down the hill, and you steer with the left joystick. And when you want to jump, you hold the right trigger, and then you crouch, and you let go of the right trigger to jump, which is, I like that, that's kind of from 1080.
Alright.
When you want to land, you can press the left trigger, and that gets your guy ready to land so he can take the impact better.
Okay, that makes sense.
And if you want to do like a 180 or a 360, before you hold down the right trigger to get ready to jump. Then you use the right stick and turn that to a side. And then when you jump, that starts your spin with the right stick. And then if you, as you release it and you're jumping, if you flick that right stick from one side over to the other side, it helps you spin faster.
Impressive.
All this, like,
and then you can also use the left stick to help you spin more. But then if you want to do grab moves while you're doing that, the left bumper and the right bumper, the little two small shoulder buttons, those are for your left hand and your right hand. And so if you press one of those, you'll use that hand to grab part of your board and do a grab move. And if you press, like, the right joystick while you're pressing one of those, it makes you do different grab moves.
This sounds so complicated. Oh my goodness.
Why's it gotta go and be so complicated? And
monster kill.
It can be kind of complicated. I really hated the missions where it was like copy this person's, you know, tricks. Whatever tricks. There's one of those. You go through. There's all kinds of mountain, but you only got one area unlocked at first.
Okay.
And you go through mission by mission, and you got to do stuff that there's like four objectives, but you only need to do one, and they're usually pretty easy. But there was one where I had to like copy one of this guy's tricks. And then it was like, oh, 940 indie grab. And I was like, wait a minute. I have trouble doing a 360 sometimes. And I got to do this certain grab.
Three times.
Yeah. I didn't even have to complete that mission, though. I could do other ones. And I got enough of the, like, smiley face achievement things that you unlock.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, and there's rails, too. Rail grinding is easy, because you just need to land on it. But, and the missions...
Do you have to balance?
No, the balancing is easy, but I have such a hard time landing on the rails when I do it, that those were almost just as hard as the one where I had to copy his, like, 1140 indie nosebone.
Test your might.
The voice actors are not professional voice actors in this game.
Oh,
and
no.
It's like super bad voice acting. And they're like total surfer bros.
Oh, no.
But they have like, they're from all over the world and they have different accents. But they are like actual people. And it's not like they're just bad voice actors.
Oh, no.
And you're like a YouTube team. A YouTube snowboard video. Like maker people.
Oh no.
And the developers, like, they're like, you know, we're making a snowboarding game. We're making these gorgeous mountains, trees, snow, everything looks great. They're like, we don't need to make people's faces. So everybody has like complete face covering, ski goggles, and baklava, and like everything is covered. So there's no like.
Well, being up in the mountains, right. It makes sense that you want to be covered because it's shit.
And also, they're like, fuck it, we don't need to make faces. Everybody has full face coverings, and they even make jokes about that. Like, in the in the cutscenes, they're like, oh, that's the developers funny. Spent all their money on high-end computers and snowboarding trips. Sorry, we didn't get faces.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Are there bathrooms, or can you do yellow snow? Can you pee in the snow to make your name?
No, you can't. The developers spent all their money on snowboarding trips and fancy computers.
Well, if they listen, do an update so you could pee your name in the snow.
The only way that there's a bathroom situation in this game is if you have a diaper on inside your snowsuit. You can customize your outfit. You can unlock a bunch of different jackets, snow pants, bindings, boards, goggles, hats, all that kind of stuff. Okay. So, yeah, you customize your outfit. You pick. There's no non-binary. There's only a male or female.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah.
Not kind of lame. That's lame.
Uh-huh.
Do better, game developers. Like, there's no reason nowadays that you cannot be fucking, like, completely inclusive. Yeah. That goes for, like, you know, everything. Like, representing of, like, people. Anyways.
Yeah. And... There's areas where you can go, like, over buildings, and there's cool, like, snow castles and towns with all kinds of different lines down these mountains, ways you can just, nice. And you can just play any area free play, too, and just go around, and...
So you don't have to, like, unlock a bunch of stuff?
Well, you can, you need to unlock new areas, but even when you start, there's, like, three or four... areas where you can just free ski down. There's some stages or some areas where you can hold LB and RB at the same time and summon a snowmobile. And while you hold those, like, the snowmobile will tow you around. But
tow me back up this mountain.
Yeah, and so you can basically like drive a snowmobile like up a mountain and then snowboard down and then call the snowmobile again and go up the mountain. And then ride down and keep going back and forth.
Holy shit.
And there's other stages where they have rope pulls, where they like have a rope sitting out. And then if you press LB and RB at the same time with one of those in front of you, you like grab the rope and it pulls you and speeds you up super fast to give you speed to go do jumps higher.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I remember just going like tubing, I think on Cannonsburg here in Michigan, they had that little rope pole and you had to sit on your tube and like hold on to it.
That pulls you uphill.
Yes.
No, these are downhill rope pulls to accelerate you.
Whoa! That's that you can just
grab onto and make you jump higher.
Need that, but okay.
If you want to do a spectacular jump off of a cliff for a YouTube video for your team Shredmageddon.
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 Oh, God. No.
No? Well, I just unlocked a board today that had, like, two zombies drinking beer, like, sitting down in the snow.
That's, like, for you.
Yeah. Like, one of the zombies, like, spilled his beer in the snow, and they were kind of sitting there, like, all drunk on the board.
Yeah, beer. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Not piss.
Brain juice.
Unstoppable.
I don't know what zombies drink. I think brain juice.
Yeah. Probably. You tell us, listeners, what do zombies drink?
Oh, is that the green puddle that he was sitting in? That wasn't spilled beer. Maybe that there's the bathroom. Piss. There's the bathroom zombie in the game. Piss. We got to it eventually.
Zombie piss.
Ham juice.
I'm going to have to look up that board and take a screenshot of it for when this episode comes out. That's it. Shredder's Game Pass game.
Shredder's, dude!
Realistic snowboarding action!
Excellent, man!
Oh, and I finally, like... Alright, one more thing about, like, the spins. Sometimes the spins work for me and I can just do it, but then sometimes it doesn't. Like, earlier today, I was doing great, and I did...
Hello, imbecile!
I did a fucking awesome 1080... And I got the achievement, snowboard like it's 1998, when the game 1080 came out. And I was doing like 720s and 1080s and shit, all awesome. But then like 20 minutes later, still the game's play session. On this one mission, I couldn't even do like a 360. And like, I was still flicking, but I don't know, I was doing one stick the wrong way while I did the other stick, and then I couldn't even do a fucking 180 anymore, and I was like, what the hell, I was just doing it really good, like, half an hour ago.
That means put the game down.
I did. But it's alright, I had snowboarded like it was 1998.
Nice.
So, Ginger.
Yeah?
Do you know what time it is?
It's time for recommendations.
Doot-doot. Alright, I have a recommendation.
Okay, what's your recommendation?
I haven't been listening to many new podcasts lately.
Mm-hmm.
And we restarted our recommendation list from our old list that we kept. So I went and looked at that. And starting right from the top of that, I recommended Three Spooked Girls podcast.
Okay.
And it's two girls and one ghost, and they tell spooky stories.
Nice.
And, yeah, listener stories and news stories and famous stories and haunted houses. And, yeah, it's good stuff. They're pretty funny. It's interesting. Lore and legends. And, you know, spooky stuff.
Sweet.
That's it. What do you recommend?
Well, I am going to recommend Cowabana, because I know we recommended it before.
Ooh, more spooky stories.
Yeah, spooky. It's Japanese spooky stories from around the internet.
True, scary, quote, Japanese stories from quote, around the internet.
True is in quotes, but it's a really cool podcast.
As true as any creepypasta is.
I really like it because they'll be, like, talking about what are those, like... I know in Japan they have, like, you know, a god for everything, and I fucking love that. But also, when something turns 100 years old, it turns into a ghost. But what are those?
Yokai?
Yes, yokai.
Yeah, whenever something becomes antique, then it, like, grows a spirit.
Yeah, so, like, I really love how, like, the Kawabana will talk about yokais, because I really like that idea.
And they also talk about lots of urban legends about, like, temples in the mountains, Japanese mountain temples, and stuff it's related to that.
Amazing. And me still kind of learning Japanese on Duolingo. Like, it's really cool to just hear about stuff about Japan from, you know, Japanese folks. So, and people who have probably visited Japan. Like, I just really like Kawabana.
Yeah. It's great. Japanese spooky stories are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great divergence from, like, people calling Jim Harold and telling him about their dreams.
Dude, I hate to even be, like, that person. Oh, it's annoying.
Uh-huh.
Like,
that's why he started a spinoff podcast. Wait, did he do a dream one, too?
I think his daughter does.
The guy from, Let's Not Meet is also starting a dream podcast.
Like, dreams?
That's fine if it's all about dreams, but don't do a ghost story podcast and have, like, 4 calls in a row about dreams. That's a dream podcast, motherfucker. Yeah.
It's not a ghost story podcast. We might want to cut this, but who knows.
We still like Jim Harold, too. There's another recommendation.
Yep.
Jim, just don't play your dream shit as much. Motherfucker.
Yeah, put it on your daughter's podcast.
Jim, you want to come to our show?
We won't talk shit about Ohio. Oh, wait, yeah, we will.
You can swear on our show, you fucking asshole. Oh, I love you, Jim.
We would like to thank our patrons.
Yeah, thank
Mike Gagne from Boston Harbor Horror.
Thank
Chris
you.
Copeland.
Konnichiwa.
From Retro Hangover. Dan the Movie Seller.
Por favor.
From the Movie Seller. Por favor. Please?
No me gusta.
No, don't say that. You like all of our patrons?
I didn't like you picking apart my saying please instead of thank you. Thanks, JD, though.
Yes, from JD
Thanks.
Ninja Man.
Thanks, Greg Cartmart.
I'll just fuck it up completely, JD.
Thanks, Greg Canadian Cartmart Games.
Yes. We love all of y'all and appreciate you. Thank you, Rappy McRapperson, for our intro music. And thank you, Inadequacy, for our outro music. And also, if you would like to send us a screenshot of your review, we can send you a picture. A picture.
We'll send you
a sticker.
We'll send you a sticker if you leave us a review. Send it to us at grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com.
Or grand_video on Twitter.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 4432-WILLIE.
Always catch us on Instagram at Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
And you can find most of our links on most of our platforms at linktr.ee/Grand Rapidians.
We still have a website too, probably for maybe a year and then not. Who knows?
And we have a Patreon too. We'll send you stickers every month.
Yep.
You'll get your episodes early. You get bonus material, outtakes that are funny.
And if you join at a higher tier, we will send you a shirt.
We'll send you a t-shirt, and then we'll send you another one of your choice, custom printed, eventually a year later, if you stick with us.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Oh, is that it?
Goodbye.
Oh, are we done?
Goodbye.